Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live lesson, we're dialing in one of the most pro-sounding with minimal effort transition moves in drum and bass, delay feedback rides. The concept is simple, but the results can be huge. You take a sound, you throw it into a delay at a very specific moment, and then you ride the feedback so the repeat swell, smear, and build tension right into the next section. Then, crucially, you reset it so your drop still punches you in the chest instead of arriving as a watery mess. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow, a dedicated transition delay return track, clean send automation for the throw, feedback automation for the ride, optional filtering for motion, and safety devices so it never runs away unless you want it to. Alright, let's build it. First, choose the right source sounds. Indeed NB, delay throws work best on elements that read clearly when repeated. Think a vocal one-shot, like a yeah or a rewind, a short snare or clap fill right before the drop, or a quick stab or reese hit that's not super sustained. A quick warning, if you're constantly delaying full drum loops or your main bass line, you'll mask transients and lose impact. We're doing throws, not always on delay. Now, create a dedicated return track for this. In Ableton, make a new return track, name it something obvious like a trans delay. The naming matters more than people think, because later, when you're deep in arrangement mode and automating five things, you want instant clarity. On this return, drop in a stock device chain. We'll go with echo, then auto filter, then saturator, then a limiter as a safety net. Open echo first, and set it up like a tight DNB throw. Turn sync on. For time, start with 1/8 note if you want faster rolls, or 1/4 note if you want bigger, wider space. Set feedback around 20-35% as your starting point. We're going to automate it higher later, but we want a stable baseline. Set dry/wet to 100% because it's a return. Then pull the echo output down a bit, around -6 dB. That's headroom. You're going to be increasing density with feedback, and density has a way of feeling louder even when the meters aren't spiking. Turn noise off unless you want texture. Modulation can be subtle, like 0 to 10%. Just to keep repeats from feeling static. And for character, try stereo if you want width, or ping pong if you want that classic bouncing throw. Next, auto filter after echo. This is your cleanup and your motion tool. Start in low pass mode, cut off somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz, resonance low, maybe 0.5 to 1.5. We're not trying to whistle. Envelope off. We'll automate cutoff manually if we need it. Then add saturator. This is glue and grit. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, then compensate the output so it doesn't just get louder. If you want heavier DNB energy, soft clip-on is a really solid move. And finally, a limiter. Don't skip the limiter. Put the ceiling at -1 dB. This is your parachute. If feedback gets spicy, you'll hear it, but you won't instantly destroy your master with clipping. Optional, but highly recommended. Add an EQ8 at the very end of the chain as a final low-end safety net. Yes, even after the limiter if you absolutely have to. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 or 48 dB per octave. Delay returns love to sneak low junk back into your mix, especially when feedback rises. And if the repeats start to sound boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Cool, now we set up the throw workflow. Go to the track you want to throw. Make sure send is routed to your trans delay return. Set the send to minus infinity most of the time. The whole vibe here is that the delay only shows up when you deliberately trigger it. Now hit it to show automation lanes in arrangement view. Choose mixer, then send a. Here's the classic throw shape. Keep it off. Then at the very last 1/8 note or 1/4 note before the transition, jump the send up. For a subtle throw, go to around minus 12 dB. For a standard, clear throw, -6. For a big statement, you can go all the way up to 0, but do that with intention. DNB timing tip. Throw on the last snare of a two-step bar, or the last syllable of a vocal. That way the delay answers into the gap. It's like setting up a call and response with the next downbeat. Now the fun part. The feedback ride. We're not automating feedback on the source track. We automate it on the return, on echo itself. So on a trans delay, open automation for echo's feedback. Create a ramp that starts around 25 to 35% and rises to about 55 to 75% over the last half bar to 2 bars, depending on how long your transition is. Then, right at the drop, you reset it back down to maybe 15 to 25%, or even lower. This works because rising feedback increases density and tension. It fills in space. It makes the transition feel intentional, like you're pulling energy forward, and the reset is what protects the drop. In drum and bass, the first kick and snare need to feel like they arrive in a fresh, clean room. Safety note: above about 80% feedback, you can hit self-oscillation depending on filters and saturation. That can be amazing, but only if you meant it. So if you're exploring that zone, keep an eye on your return level and be grateful you put a limiter there. Now, a coach note that will make your automation sound more professional: treat feedback as density, not volume. When you push feedback up, it often feels louder, even if the meters don't leap. Two easy ways to keep it musical: automate echoes output slightly down while feedback rises, like -1 to -4 dB over the same ramp. Or put a utility right after echo and automate its gain down during the buildup, then snap back at the drop. That one move alone can stop your transitions from feeling like they're taking over the mix. Next, we shape the delay so it moves out of the way. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the return. A super common DNB move is a low pass sweep down into the drop. Start around 10 to 12 kHz. And sweep down to 1 to 3 kHz right before the downbeat. It makes the delay feel like it's sinking, and it clears out top-end space so your hats and the attack of your snare can hit clean. Or flip it for a heavier vibe: use a high-pass sweep up before the drop. Start around 100 to 200 hz and rise to 600 hz up to 1.2 kHz. This turns the delay into more of a mid-range whoosh and stops low-mid mod from piling up. Now let's talk about delay time switches, because this is where people either sound genius or accidentally derail the groove. You can automate echo time, but keep it subtle. In most DNB transitions, instead of drawing a smooth ramp, do a single musically meaningful switch. For example, in the last bar, switch from 1/8 to 1/4 for a widening, slowing feel. Or switch from 1/4 to 1/8 for a more urgent rolling ramp. Do it on the last snare or the last hit, so it feels deliberate. If you over-automate delay time, you can get pitchy, messy transitions. That's not always bad, but it's a different aesthetic. For controlled DNB transitions, simple wins. Optional, but strong: duck the delay so the drop stays punchy. On the return, after saturator and before the limiter, add a compressor. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or a kick and snare group. Set ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds depending on tempo. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. This creates that clean pumping behavior, where the delay swells between hits instead of sitting on top of them. In rolling DNB, it's money. Now, let's make this practical with three transition patterns you can reuse constantly. Pattern 1. Vocal stab throw into the drop. On the last 1/8 note, throw the vocal into the delay. Ramp the feedback over the last bar. Sweep the low pass down, and then hard reset the feedback right on bar 1 of the drop. Pattern 2. Snare fill throw, classic roller transition. Duplicate your snare hits for the last half bar if you want a mini fill, but only throw the final snare into delay. Use 1/8 time. Push feedback up near 70%. Add sidechain ducking so it pumps around the drums. Pattern 3. Bass stab ghost into a breakdown. Print your bass stab to audio, because audio is easier to control for transitions. Throw it into the delay, high pass it upward so it becomes a mid-range ghost, and add a bit more saturation drive for grit. Then filter it so it doesn't dominate. Now a few common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that make people think delay throws don't work in DNB. Mistake 1. Leaving feedback high after the transition. That's how your drop turns into soup. Reset it on the downbeat. Mistake 2. No limiter on the return. That's how you get surprise runaway feedback and clipped masters. Mistake 3. Throwing full drum loops constantly. You'll destroy transient clarity and groove. Mistake 4. Too much low end in the delay. High pass it, or even multiband it, but don't let it smear the sub lane. Mistake 5. Over-automating delay time. Again, cool for chaos, not always cool for clean rollers. Here are a couple of extra pro-level touches you can add when you're ready. 1. Make the reset click free. Sometimes hard-dropping feedback exactly on the downbeat can tick. If you hear a click, reset the feedback a tiny bit early, like a 1/64 note before the drop. Or add a micro fade on the send automation instead of a perfectly vertical jump. 2. Use one return but multiple behaviors. Instead of building 5 return tracks, automate echoes character per section, stereo width, modulation amount, even internal filtering if you're using it. Same return, different personality. 3. Try a feedback hold shape. Instead of a perfect diagonal ramp, push quickly to 60 or 70%, hold it for an 1/8 or 1/4 note, Then push again near the final hit. It feels more performed, like a DJ riding a send, and it often sounds more intentional. 4. Drop protection. Even with resets, tails can poke through. Automate the return track volume or a utility gain down by 2 to 6 dB for the first bar of the drop, then bring it back. It's subtle, but it keeps impact clean. And if you want the big stylized rewind vibe without risking live feedback at all, do a reverse catch. Resample the return, record the delay output to audio, reverse that printed audio, fade it in before the drop, then cut it dead on the one. Huge energy, total control. All right. Quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Load a rolling DNB drum loop and a vocal one-shot. Build your A trans delay return with echo, auto filter, saturator, limiter, and optionally EQ8 for the low cut. Create an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 through 7, no throws. Bar 8, throw the vocal on the last 1/8 note. On the return, automate feedback from 30% up to 70% across bar 8, then reset to 20% at bar 9. Automate the low pass from 12kHz down to 2kHz by the end of bar 8. Export a quick preview and listen for two things. 1. Is the drop still clean and punchy? 2. Does the delay build tension without feeling like it gets louder than the mix? If it feels too loud, do this in order. Lower the send amount first, then lower echo output, and only after that consider pulling back feedback. That order keeps the effect behaving the way you intended, without changing the rhythm of the repeats too much. Recap to close it out. Build a dedicated delay return for transitions. Automate the send for the throw. Automate feedback for the ride. Shape it with filters, protect it with a limiter, and keep your drums punchy with sidechain ducking if needed. In drum and bass, the goal is tension and motion without sacrificing drop impact. This audio version is shortened for playback.